Aircheckdownloads.com. BBC Weather.
And it's the late show for Wednesday night. This is Paul for Russell. It's a cloudy one out there. Some spells of rain as well. Lows of 3 degrees, so relatively quite chilly. Tomorrow, overcast, some patchy rain throughout most of the day. Some sunny spells expected in the afternoon, and not a bad weekend. Right, Phil Collins coming up. We'll play you Bob Marley and Mika. And next, it's Whitney Houston.
The sound.
The sound of.
The sound of North Yorkshire.
And all the music you love.
Radio York.
You know, he's poorly at the moment, George Ezra. Bless him. Do you know what he's got? It's nothing to do with COVID. He's not got the common cold. He's got chicken pox. He's had to cancel some appearances. He's got chicken pox. And I've never had chicken pox. And when we first had kids, obviously kids get chicken pox generally quite early, and me and my brother and sister never got chicken pox. And so I actually paid at my local GP to get the chicken pox vaccine. It's about 120 quid actually, came in 2 injections. And not a word of a lie, within a week of having the first part of the injection, our eldest got chicken pox. I was starting to get a bit of a sweat on, because chicken pox, I think it's kind of shingles, isn't it, in adults? And it's supposed to be really bad. So I'm sweating on this. I'm like, please, please don't get it. And then I had part 2 of the injection. And then our daughter got chicken pox and I avoided it. It's the best 120 quid I've ever spent in my life. But I do wish George Ezra a speedy recovery from his chicken pox. So he's back singing his tunes. It's The Late Show. How you doing? I'm Paul Griffiths, in for Russ until 1 o'clock across Yorkshire and Northern Lincolnshire. Yesterday's What's the Name of the Game was one of my favourite classic board games of all time. It was this one. That's me and the kids, half term, playing Connect Four. You were so sharp yesterday. Okay, so Charlie's set today's producer. Charlie is a big fan of this game, apparently. So have a listen. That is all you're getting. It's very short, Charlie. What is the game? 0800 389 3333. Text 81333. Start your text with Ross. What is that? I have no idea. No idea. Your guess is, go for it. 0800 389 3333. Text me 81333. Ross goes at the start. I don't think anybody is going to get that today. Prove us wrong. There is hope for Charlie yet. There really is with this game. Love this song. 1990. Messy video, I seem to recall. The Beautiful South on The Late Show.
I need a little time to think it over.
Wish you said you loved me when you didn't have your fingers crossed.
Love that tune. Lauren Spencer Smith, singer-songwriter, is king and queen at the moment, isn't it? It's The Late Show from the BBC. How are you? Hope you're good. I'm Paul Griffiths. Cloudy one tonight. Bit of rain kicking around. We got lows of about 3 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy one today as well with more rain, which means I'm going to get stuck again on the school run and absolutely drenched. That waterproof, I tell you what, that was money well spent as well. Been reading something really funny actually about James Blunt. Now, we played him on The Late Show last night, and I've been saying that that guy is dynamite on Twitter. You would never, ever, ever put James Blunt down on Twitter, and some people do because there are people that way inclined, and they do, but he's just so sharp. He's sharp as a button on Twitter. And he was at the weekend, because in New Zealand at the moment the authorities have turned to James Blunt in his musical effort to move protesters who are presently camped outside Parliament, and it's all to do with the COVID-19 vaccines and the mandates out there. They tried Barry Manilow first and that didn't work, and they tried the Macarena and that didn't work. They're beaming these songs out, by the way, over loudspeakers. So James Blunt saw this on Twitter on Saturday night, and he tweeted the New Zealand police. And he said, maybe I can help out. Why don't you start playing some of my music? That's bound to clear the protesters. So sure enough, they took his advice and they started beaming out You're Beautiful outside Parliament in New Zealand. And to my disbelief, it didn't work. You're beautiful. I just thought they'd Scarpa. So they've moved on to Celine Dion now. That might work. Who knows? Right, we're trying to name the game. What's the name of the game? It's a computer game, by all accounts, according to producer Charlie. And that is it. It's that little bit at the end that I think that gives it away. What do you reckon? 0800 389 3333. You can text us. Russ 81333 is where you want to send that. We got rights, we got wrongs, but we've definitely got rights. You'll find out what the answer is before 12 on The Late Show. The Late Show from the BBC just never fails. Kind of music you need at this time of the night, right? Bob Marley, Waiting in Vain, 22 minutes to midnight. And it's Paul Griffiths here covering for Russell, who is back tomorrow night from 10 o'clock. You might be pleased to hear. Dean from Leeds has got the name of the game. Hello, Chaz, also right. Vicky from Cottingley thinks it's Super Mario, but then changed her mind when she heard the longer version, then got it right. Darren from Baildon, well done. Dean from Leeds, Pac-Man. I love Pac-Man. That is one game that I think I could play any time and really enjoy, because I'm a bit of a gamer geek. I'm not into all those kind of role-playing games, you know, the Call of Duties and stuff. Don't interest me. I like FIFA and stuff like that, and I like driving games. So I'm a little bit excited for Friday because Gran Turismo 7 is out. So if you're a gamer and you like racing games, you'll know exactly where I'm singing from on that. Right, name of the game then. Answer is coming up next. Also going to speak to somebody who's desperate to give me the answer. So you're going to find out in a minute. And my little clue, first game I ever bought on my Sega Mega Drive, Coldplay, Higher Power on the BBC Late Show.
Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I just can't take it and it isn't all right. I'm not going to make it.
They are a band that said recently they're not going to tour again because of the high cost of travel. Coldplay, Higher Power. I'm gutted about that, and the reason I'm gutted about that is that I've never seen them live. I've seen them on the telly performing. It's not the same thing, is it? Higher Power on The Late Show from the BBC. And Mark's on the phone. Hello, Mark. How are you, mate?
Hi, Paul. I'm all right. Thanks. How are you?
Very good. Chapel St. Leonard sounds like a rather nice place to be tonight.
Yeah, it was really nice because we actually got to go out for the first time and actually celebrate and have a nice meal together.
Excellent. And you were involved in the proceedings, yeah?
Yes, so that we've just got back from it now, just finished a few extra drinks.
Sounds like a memorable occasion, and you've got a switched on, which is great as well. And yes. I think you might have got the name of the game. I'm going to play it again for you to have a little listen. So we set Charlie the challenge of making us a difficult one tonight. I don't think, Mark, she succeeded in that, has she?
No, I got it on the very first. It was the ding, 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 and I knew exactly then what it was.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, and it's Sonic the Hedgehog.
It is Sonic the Hedgehog. Did you have a Sega Mega Drive back in the day?
I did, and I used to play Sonic a hell of a lot, along with his mate Tails, and I think it was Dr. Egg, the Evil, and everything.
You could also get cheats for those games. I remember that. You'd get the computer magazines, and it'd be up, down, left, right, B, B, X, X, A, A, and you'd get one extra life, and you'd be there for an hour typing in this code for one extra life and 100 rings or something. Hey, listen, Mark, always a pleasure to speak to you, and enjoy the rest of your evening, because it sounds like it's not over for some considerable time yet.
Yeah, no, I will do. And thank you very much, Paul, and you keep entertaining as well.
It's a pleasure, mate. I've got Kim Wilde playing in just a second. Remember Mika? He's disappeared, hasn't he? He was huge for a little while. This is his biggest hit on The Late Show from the BBC.
Aircheckdownloads.com.